What's up, Stoic Squad? Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation to navigate this crazy ride we call life. You know, sometimes it feels like we're constantly chasing something, that promotion, that vacation, that elusive feeling of finally being happy. We get caught up in the future or dwelling on the past, missing out on the beauty of right now. Today's episode is all about flipping the script and embracing the present moment with awareness. Because let me tell you, my friends, life happens now. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like your autopilot in your way through each day. You know that feeling when you realize you haven't truly experienced anything because your mind was somewhere else. Yeah, we've all been there. But here is the thing. The only moment we truly have control over is this one, right here, right now. So how do we actually start living in the present? How do we break free from the mental hamster wheel of worries and regrets? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help us cultivate that awareness. First up, mindfulness is your superpower. It's not some fancy yoga term, it's simply paying attention to what's happening around you, inside you, without judgment. Take a deep breath, feel the air enter and leave your lungs. Notice the sounds around you, birds chirping, cars passing, maybe even that annoying neighbor who plays polka music way too loud. It sounds simple, but actively engaging your senses can ground you in the present moment. Second, say no to mental time travel. We have a knack for getting lost in thought, replaying past events or worrying about what's to come. But remember, dwelling on the past doesn't change it, and stressing about the future creates unnecessary anxiety. Instead, gently bring your focus back to the present. What can you see, hear, smell, taste right now? Third, find joy in the little things. Life isn't just about hitting major milestones. It's about savoring those small moments, that first sip of coffee in the morning, a warm shower after a long day, the laughter shared with loved ones. Cultivate gratitude for these simple pleasures, and you'll find yourself appreciating the richness of your everyday experiences. 4. Embrace discomfort. The present moment isn't always comfortable. Sometimes it's messy, challenging, or even downright painful. But that's part of what makes life so real. When things get tough, remind yourself that this too shall pass. Allow yourself to feel the emotions without judgment, and know that you have the strength to navigate whatever comes your way. Finally, be kind to yourself. We're all works in progress, learning and growing every day. Don't beat yourself up for getting lost in thought or struggling to stay present. Just gently guide your attention back to the now. Remember, practicing mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. Think about that time you were really engrossed in a book or movie. You probably felt completely absorbed in the story, losing track of time and everything else around you. That's a prime example of being present. You're so focused on the plot, the characters, the world the author has created that your mind shuts out distractions. It's like you've stepped into another reality. Now, imagine applying that same level of focus to your everyday life. You could be fully engaged in conversations, truly savor a delicious meal, or find beauty in ordinary things around you. So, how can you start bringing more presence into your life? Maybe it's taking a few minutes each day for mindful breathing, enjoying a cup of tea without scrolling through your phone, or simply paying attention to the sensations as you walk outside. Here's the takeaway, my friends. Life is happening now. Let's stop wishing for a better tomorrow and start appreciating the incredible gift we have in this very moment. Embrace the present with awareness and watch your life transform. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode, what resonates with you. How are you going to bring more presence into your day? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.